The Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America has the honor of presenting Rabbi Jacob J. Schachter, Rabbi of the Jewish Center in New York City, speaking on various issues relating to the kinnis that are recited on Tisha B'Av. And now, Rabbi Jacob J. Schachter.
Chazal tell us at the end of Pirkei Avos, and also at the Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, Kol HaOmer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevi Geula Liolam. If anybody repeats that which they heard from somebody in the name of that person, they bring a redemption, a Geula, to the world. I would like to say at the outset that for many years, in the middle of the 1970s, when I was living in Boston, it was my great zchus to spend Tisha B'Av with Rabbi Soloveitchik. We would daven in the Maimonides school at about 8:30 in the morning, and then after davening, the Rav would give a shiur on Inyanei Tisha B'Av for about an hour and a half, and we would spend the rest of the day till about 5 o'clock in the afternoon learning through the kinos and analyzing them and stopping and starting and discussing, and we would ask, and the Rav would say, and he would be mechadish. It was a very uplifting experience and a very memorable experience. And much of what I will say I heard from him at that time, and even what I have added myself, is based a great deal on what I heard from the Rav. I'd like to begin by addressing one of the basic themes in Tisha B'Av and in kinnis that we would be saying on Tisha B'Av, and the basic theme of life itself. How does somebody react to tragedy? How does a nation react to tragedy? Rachmana Litzlan, these things happen. They happen to yechidim, individuals, every person is struck with tragedy at some point, and it also happens to a tzibur. How do we respond when we face such a situation? There is one way not to respond, classically, and that is to challenge God, to challenge the Rabbona Shel Olam. Judaism does not look with favor. Judaism is opposed, discourages, frowns upon challenging God, turning to the Rabbona Shel Olam and saying, how could this happen? How could you do this? How could such a thing happen to me and to my family, Rachmana Litzlan? How could such a thing happen to Klal Yisrael? We can't do that. We're enjoined from saying Eicha. Eicha in the sense of Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how could you? Adarabah, on the contrary. We say every day in Ashrei, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a tzadik in everything that he does. We don't understand it. We have difficulty with it. We have problems. We suffer. But we have to accept the tzitzis of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav.